奉主耶稣圣名跟大家来查考圣经。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I study the Bible with everyone.
今天晚上要来谈谈真实信仰的指标，以神为乐。
Tonight we'd like to discuss the topic and indicator of true faith, delight in the Lord.
我们人的一生在世上过日子，我们通常在我们的生活里面找到许多认为有趣的事。
While living in this world, in the entirety of our life, we might find different interests.
有人是喜欢到处旅游。
Some people enjoy traveling.
所以是以能够游遍全世界为乐。
Therefore, they find delight in traveling around the world.
有人喜欢花草树木，以种植一些植物，养一些宠物为乐。
Some people like flowers or planting or pets, so they delight in these interests.
那有人是有一些嗜好，所以在他的嗜好里面，他就觉得很享受。
While others may have certain hobbies, so they will enjoy themselves in their hobbies.
那对我们有信仰来说
，As for us with faith,
我们如果能够真的以神为乐
，If we can truly find delight in the Lord,
也就是说，我们以能够敬拜神，有神做我们的依靠为真实的快乐，那么我们的信仰就是有根基的。
And that is, if we can find true delight in trusting in the Lord, then our faith has foundation.
那在读以赛亚书的时候，我们读到以赛亚书五十八章的时候
，When we read upon Isaiah chapter 58,
我们现在请翻开以赛亚书五十八章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 58.
这一章圣经我们信徒应该非常熟悉，因为我们常常用的。
And this is a chapter we should be very familiar with.
每次讲到安息日，我们一定会引到五十八章十三节、十四节。
Every time we speak of Sabbath, we refer to chapter 58, verse 13 and 14.
所以整个以赛亚书有六十六章，我们常常翻的，我们比较熟悉的几个经，就几章而已。
So out of the entire 66 chapters of Isaiah, there are only a few that we often flip to.
那我们常常有时候想到的，那个有一个儿子为我们生，以赛亚书第九章。
For example, in chapter 9, that their son is born unto us.
以马内利的应许是在以赛亚书第七章。
Or the Emmanuel, the promise of the Emmanuel is found in chapter 7.
神的灵要跟我们同住，有个同住的灵在以赛亚书十一章。
In Isaiah chapter 11, that the indwelling spirit of God.
我们知道说得救在乎归位安息，得力在乎平静安稳，这个有时候我们学生都会背的，在以赛亚书三十章。
We also know Isaiah chapter 30 that our strength lies in quietness.
然后到安息日的地方，以赛亚书五十八章、五十六章，通常都会引到。
Until the topic of Sabbath, we often refer to chapter 56 and 58.
那其实以赛亚书里面很多很多信息。
In fact, there are many messages found in Isaiah.
那以赛亚书五十八章，它其实不是只有在讲安息日。
Chapter 58 not only speaks about Sabbath.
但是因为我们在引的时候，我们通常都只有注意这几节圣经节而已。
But when we refer to this chapter, we only focus on these few verses.
那所以我们就有一个印象说，哇，安息日就是在以赛亚书五十八章。
So we may have the impression that Isaiah or Sabbath can be found in Isaiah chapter 58.
但其实我们如果仔细读以赛亚书五十八章
，If we read it closely，
我们就发现说，它里面所讲一个信息，是对我们今天每一个人来说都非常重要的。
There's yet another very important message spoken in this chapter。
因为相信我们在信仰当中一定有这样的遭遇。
Because I believe all of us have experienced this in our life of faith。
我们对神所要求我们做的，我们似乎都做到了。
And it's as if we have done all that God has required of us。
要读圣经，要祷告，要聚会。
For example, reading the Bible, pray, or come to service。
那我要来教会服侍神做圣工
or to come to church and serve him.
我有收入就要奉献十分之一
if I have income then I have to offer up tithe.
圣经教会里面所提醒我们的要禁食祷告要做一些我们应该要追求神的好像我们都做到了
it's as if we have done everything that the Bible or the church requires of us.
但是往往会感觉到说好像我们祷告达不到神那边去。
But sometimes we may still feel as if our prayer cannot reach God.
感觉上我们跟神似乎有阻隔。
It's as if there is a block between us and God.
好像在信仰上觉得好像没什么体验。
And it's as if we have no experiences in our faith.
有时候读圣经就读了没有味道。
And when we read the Bible, it may seem tasteless.
听道理就打瞌睡。
And we may fall asleep in sermons.
然后出去外面吃饭聊天的时候就有劲了。
However, we will find going outside to enjoy ourselves in eating.
所以如果团契要来查经、祷告，要做什么？兴趣就没有兴趣缺缺了。
So if there are fellowships or any kind of prayer fellowships, and we will lose interest in that.
但是如果是要出去玩、吃东西，然后去旅游，哇，很多人就高兴了，我要去。
But today, if we are to go out to have fun or to eat, then many will want to join.
但是这样的情况，其实我们说读圣经、祷告、聚会都有啊。
But we can say in this circumstance, we have read the Bible, or we have prayed, or come to service.
表示说我们的信仰在那个地方一定有出了一些状况。
But it's an indicator that something has already gone wrong in our faith.
那这样的一个信仰的情况呢，就是以赛亚书58章所提醒我们的。
And this kind of circumstance can be found in Isaiah chapter 58.
我们可以从58章里面找到答案。
And we can find the answer within this chapter.
那这个是要让我们建立真实信仰的一个非常重要的指标。
And this is a very important indicator to building up a true faith.
我们看58章第一节。
Let's turn to 58 verse 1.
神要先知这样说。
This is what God instructed the prophet to say.
你要大声喊叫，不可以止息，要扬起声来，好像吹角，向我的百姓说明他的过犯。 向雅各家说明他们的罪恶。
And verse 1, cry out loud, spirit not, lift up your voice like a trumpet. Tell my people their transgression and the house of Jacob their sins.
好，现在说要大声说他们的过犯跟罪恶了。
Here says, cry out loud, spirit not, and speak of their transgressions.
他们的罪恶过犯是什么？
So what is their transgression and sins?
第二节说，
Verse 2,
他们是天天寻求我，要乐意明白我的道，好像行义的国民，不离弃他们神的典章，向我求问公义的判语。
Verse 2, yet they seek me daily and delight to know my ways. As a nation, they did righteousness and did not forsake the ordinance of their God. They ask of me the ordinances of justice. They take delight in approaching God.
你看这里第二节所描述他们的信仰行为很完美。
Verse 2 describes how their faith is very complete and perfect.
我们现在可能都还没有这个程度了。
Even today, we might not have reached this stage.
他们是天天寻求我。
For they sought after God daily.
很乐意要明白我的道。
And they delight to know in God's ways.
他们真的像这个行义的国民， 这是那个真的是做的要显出神公义的一个国民。
And they were as a nation that did righteousness.
他们也不离弃神的典章，也就是说神的命令要求，他们都会想要遵行。
And they did not forsake the ordinance of God.
还会向神祷告，祈求公义的判语。
They even knew to pray to God and ask God for the ordinance of justice.
也就是说他们会想要寻求神的旨意的。
So they sought after the will of God.
然后他们又喜悦亲近神。
And they also took delight in approaching God.
那这样子实在是非常好了。
So this was very wonderful.
第三节说，
Verse 3 says,
他们说我们禁食你为何不看见呢？ 我们刻苦己心你为何不理会呢？
And so why have you fasted, they say, and you have not seen? Why have we afflicted our souls and you have not noticed?
这里又说明他们除了第二节所讲的这个美好的信仰行为之外，他们也会禁食刻苦己心，这个就是要想要更亲近神。
So apart from what is mentioned verse 2, they also fasted, prayed and afflicted their own souls.
也就是说他们是照律法的要求来生活的。
That is, they lived abiding according to the ordinances of the law.
那个律法要求他们每一年的赎罪日，就是他们犹太宗教历的7月10号，全国要禁食。
And the Jewish law requires that on July 10th, the entire nation must fast.
后来他们都有定期要禁食的。
They also set days to fast.
那他们也是禁食刻苦己心。 可是他们又感觉到说，奇怪，神怎么不看见？
They have fasted, afflicted their own souls, yet they felt that God had not seen them at all.
他们的祷告祈求似乎神没有回应。
It's as if God had not responded to their prayers.
那其实对他们来说，他们的禁食刻苦己心，这个已经是他们信仰生活的一部分，等于他们的传统。
So we can say fasting and praying is already a part of their faith or their custom.
他们在这样一个这么好、这么完美的追求里面，他们仍然有一个信仰的盲点。
In such a wonderful pursuit, they still have this blind spot in their faith.
也就是说，对神没有体验。
And that is, they have no experiences in God.
当时候也。 跟神问，就说为什么会这样？
Even at that time, they ask God, why has this happened?
他对神有疑惑，表示说他对神没有办法真的摸到神了。
Having doubt toward God means they have not truly touched God.
那表示说，他们第二节、第三节所讲的这些很好的行为，很敬虔的这些宗教行为。 可能是因着被教导，他们只是遵行人的吩咐这样做而已。
It may also mean that all the wonderful deeds they have mentioned in verse 2 and 3 may only have been taken place due to the laws and regulations of their faith.
或者是因为群体，整个国家、百姓、家人都一直这样做，他们就这样跟随，从小就这样养成习惯了。
Or perhaps they did all these since young because their family did this and the entire nation of the Jew did this.
但是这里其实说明了一个很重要的现实，就是他们的信仰已经是形式化的。
But here had described a very fact that their faith has become a formality.
从表面上的行为看来，他们都很好了。
So in appearance, they appear very wonderful.
他也是会想要遵循神的话语，神说什么他就做什么。
They wanted to do God's ways and they listened to God.
他没有离开神。
They never departed from God.
他很喜欢亲近神。
They also long to draw near to God.
可是有盲点。
But there is a blind spot.
也就是说，当一个人的信仰如果缺乏体验以后
，And that is when a person lacks experiences in their faith.
不管他怎么样尽心尽力要怎样遵行律法，
no、matter,
最后都会有一个，好像觉得说什么地方不太对劲。
No matter how hard they try to obey the law or to obey God, they will still feel like they're missing and lacking something.
在这里，他们的反应就是祷告。禁食好像神没有在看。
Here, their response is that when they prayed and when they fasted, it's as if God did not see them.
好，现在神就可能指出他们信仰的盲点在哪里。
And here, God had pointed out the blind spot in their faith.
第三节的下半段说：“看啊，你们禁食的日子仍然求利益，乐逼人为你们做苦工。
And in fact, in the day of your fast, you find pleasure and exploit all your labors.
第四节说。”你们禁食却互相争竞，以凶恶的拳头打人。你们今日禁食，不得使你们的声音听闻于上。
And verse 4, indeed you fast for strife and debate, and you to strike with the fist of the wickedness. You will not fast as you do this day to make your voice heard on high.
好，那这里这两节啊，现在神给他们提出来，问题在哪里了？
Here, these two verses got pointed out their problem.
他说：“看到你们禁食的日子，还求利益。我们用中文说求利益，好像是我去赚钱做什么？其实英文圣经跟原来的原文就是，他是想要得到享乐了。”
And so verse 3 says, even in the day of their fast, they still try find ways to find pleasure.
就是说，他们觉得说啊，禁食就是这个就是不得不做的，但是真正想要的哈，就是。禁食是不吃东西而已啊，但是我还可以追求我觉得很有趣的，我很想要去做的事情。
Therefore, even during the days of fasting, even though they cannot eat, they will still find ways to seek pleasure to satisfy themselves.
看起来他们这里圣经里面所描述，就是他们想要从人间得利益。
So it seems that they're trying to find gains through in this world.
表示说可能是赚钱。
For example, they may seek ways to make money.
可能。我家里可能有很多仆人，我就要求他们，你要跟我赶快做很多事情，让我得到很多利益。
Maybe I have many servants at home, so I will make them do lots of things, so I can have much gains.
所以他说，乐逼人为你们做苦工啊。
So here it says you exploit all of your laborers.
或者是说，就是这个对那个做苦工的人哦，很严苛了。
Or perhaps you're very strict and harsh on your laborers. 哦，
那表示说他们在欺压人，但是他。对外对人是欺压压榨，但是对神又觉得说，我应该禁食祷告，我应该很虔诚才对。
So on one hand, they may be reverent and godly toward God in their fast, but on the other hand, they may turn around and suppress others.
也就是说，他对神的敬虔并没有办法影响他对人的态度。
So the godliness they have toward God did not affect the way they treated other people.
也没有改变他对这个世界的追求。
They also did not transform or turn themselves away from the pursuit of this world.
那所以现在这个禁食是指什么意思？
So what does it mean to fast anymore?
这个禁食看起来就是要跟神交换利益。
So it seems like this fasting is a way to exchange benefits with God.
也就是说我照神这样做，我这样做神你就要祝福我，你要给我什么吗？
And that is today, God, if I fast and do this, then you will bless me in return.
那想到都是我自己的。
All I think about is myself.
那是左手想要从神，右手想要从神得利益，跟神交换，我用禁食来交换他。
So I want to gain something from God with my right hand to exchange something.
左手就是压迫那个为我做工的人。
On my left hand, I will go and suppress others and suppress the labor.
那我也可以得利益。
And at the same time, I can also have some gains.
左手右手两手通通抓，我从神也有利益，从人也有利益。
So we will use both hands to grasp the benefits from God and from men.
那所以他现在变成禁食，他其实不是为了要以神为乐，不是说我很乐意的说，我今天牺牲这个吃饭的时间，不要吃东西，然后接着说我享受。神跟我同在的日子。
So now, when they fast, they no longer find delight in the Lord, or to enjoy the day when God will bless them.
这是他们当时所做的第一件事情。
And this is the first thing they had done.
第二个，他说第四节说禁食却互相争竞。
And secondly, verse 4 says, indeed you fast for strife and debate.
所以他们现在好了，现在禁食就变成来比较了。
And so in their fast, they have this competition.
啊，然后来辩论呢。
And they debate with one another.
看谁比较虔诚。
To see who is more godly.
好，然后。 又用凶恶的拳头打人。
And to strike one another with a fist of wickedness.
哦，所以他现在进食在神面前所表现这个行为，就是变成一种增进看谁比较虔诚的手段了。
So their act of fasting has become a way to compare and comparison to see who is more capable.
因为这个都是人家看得到的。
So all these are things that people can see.
我追求神，我进食，我现在到神的前来，我想要亲近神，守神的道理，这些东西。行为人家都看得到。
And so all the formalities of coming before God to fast are things that people can see with their eyes.
但是另外他又对人很凶恶。
On the other hand, they're very evil and harsh toward men.
那表示说现在他这里所描述这些很敬虔的行为都是为了要得利益的门路而已。
Therefore, all the godly deeds recorded here are merely a channel to their ways of gaining benefits.
这个就是提摩太前书第六章所说的。
This is what is mentioned in 1 Timothy chapter 6.
提摩太前书六章。
1 Timothy chapter 6.
第五节。
Verse 5.
六章五节说，然而，六章五节，并那坏了心术、失上真理之人的增进，他们以敬虔为得利的门路。
And verse 5, useless wranglings of men of corrupt minds and destitute of the truth who suppose that godliness is a mean of gain.
这里有一些人他们是用敬虔为得利益的门路，就是说敬虔就是一个手段。
So some people use godliness as a mean to gain.
因为一般人都是看外表啊。
Many people only pay attention to the appearance.
哇，这个人很好。
Yeah, see, the so-and-so is very good.
所以，他就觉得说，这个人应该是可以被信任嘛。
So they may think this person is trustworthy.
被信任，他就有一些权利啊。
And when that person is trustworthy, they may give him some type of authority.
他也可能会得到一些好处啊。
So they may also gain some benefits.
所以他真正服侍的是他得到了利益，他想要得到人家的认同。
So the true person that they worship or serve is the gain and the benefits.
他并不是真的说，我敬拜神是。注意一些我以神为乐的那种心情。
And they do not serve and trust in God out of the heart of finding delight in God.
所以这个就是神指出他们在信仰盲点的第二个问题。
And this is the second blind spot that God had pointed out in their faith.
我们再来看回来以赛亚书五十八章。
Let's turn back to Isaiah chapter 58.
第五节说
，Verse 5.
他说这样的禁食岂是我所拣选使人刻骨己心的日子吗？岂是叫人垂头像苇子，用麻布和炉灰铺在他以下吗？你这可称为禁食，为神所悦纳的日子吗
？And is it a fast I have chosen a day for a man to afflict his soul? Is it to bow down his head like a bulrush, and to spread out sackcloth and ashes? Would you call this a fast and an acceptable day to the Lord?
那这里在讲，神就给他们一个疑问了。他说：“你们以为这个禁食就是只要人这样子垂头丧气哦，像那个垂头的苇子，表示说你没有吃东西啊，禁食。”一段时间很辛苦啊，人家外表都看得出来嘛。
And here God had questioned them, saying, "Do you think that the day of fast is just like when a man bows down his head, and putting sackcloth on himself?"
他垂头像苇子，就是表示说他那个禁食外表上就看起来就你就知道说这个人在禁食了。
And when you see a person with his head bowed down, like a bulrush, then you will know he is fasting.
用麻布跟炉灰铺在他以下，这个也都是。好像进食的时候应该要刻骨己心他的那个外表的行为。
And when you spread out sackcloth and setting ashes, all these are the acts of being fasting.
所以神就说你这样的作为可称作禁食为神所悦纳的日子吗？你们禁食日子是这样子，然后神就会接受了吗？
And therefore God asked him, "Will you call this a fast and an acceptable day to the Lord?"
神所看重的禁食不是说你这样垂头丧气啊，然后生活过得很简单，把那个麻披麻，然后睡在那个炉灰上面，这个叫做神悦纳的禁食，不是这样子的。
And a fast which is accepted to the Lord is not one when a person bows down his head or sits in ashes.
其实神所在意的是人真实的内心，有没有真的敬畏神，要以神为乐。
But what God values the most is the inner heart of man and whether they find true delight in the Lord.
所以第五节在讲这个表面性的这个。禁食它的那个表现实际上是神所厌恶的。
Yeah, so in verse 5 mentions the formality or the appearance of fasting is one which is detestable to God.
你看以撒那个时代是这样子，主耶稣那个时候那些假冒为善的也是这样子。
So we can see this is what happens in the time of Isaiah. The same scenario could also be found with the Pharisees.
看马太福音第六章。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音第六章。
Book of Matthew chapter 6.
第十六节。
Verse 16.
第十六节说，你们进食的时候不可以像那假冒为善的人，脸上带着愁容，因为他们把脸弄得难看，故意叫人看出他们是进食。我实在告诉你们，他们已经得了他们的赏赐。
16. Moreover, when you fast, do not be like the hypocrites with a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces so that they may appear to men to be fasting. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward.
所以那个垂头像鬼子就是这样子，那个把脸弄得很难看，一看就知道说你在进食。
So bowing their heads like a bulrush is as if they're disfiguring their faces, so people can tell they are fasting.
但是主耶稣说，你进食的时候应该要梳头洗脸。
But Jesus said, when you fast, you must brush yourself.
不要叫人看出你进食来。
And wash your face so that no, you can, you do not appear to men to be fasting.
只叫你暗中的父看见，那你父在暗中查看，就必然报答你。
But to your father who's in the secret place, and your father who sees in secret will reward you openly.
所以其实这个进食一定是有功效，如果是合乎神所喜悦的，一定有功效。
And we know fasting that is according to God's will is one that is effective.
那时候那个主耶稣那个时代，主耶稣讲了一个比喻，有人是用进食来夸耀自己，我很虔诚，不像那个罪人那么糟糕。
And Jesus once spoke of a parable of one of a person who boasts himself through fasting.
看路加福音十八章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 18.
路加福音十八章。
Luke chapter 18.
第十一节
Verse 11.
这个法利赛人站着自言自语的祷告说，神啊，我感谢你，我不像别人勒索不义奸淫，也不像这个税吏。
And the Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank you that I'm not like the other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this tax collector.
十二节说，我一个礼拜禁食两次，凡我所得的都捐上十分之一了。
And verse 12 says, if I fast a week, I give tithe of all that I possess.
你看主耶稣讲特别讲这个例子，表示说当时一定有很多人是这样子。
Jesus spoke of this example parable because many during that time were like this.
现在这个时代也一定很多人这样子。
And there are also many people like this to be found in this generation.
所以就是人就容易记得进食这外表的敬虔的行为来彼此增进夸耀。
And men easily will use this godly appearance of fasting to boast ourselves or to compete with one another.
所以要借着这些外表的行为让人看出说我们就是敬畏神的。
We may utilize this godly appearance to show others that we are God-fearing.
那这个叫做信仰的盲点。
And we call these blind spots in our faith.
其实有行为可是没有心，不是真的以神为乐的人就会这样做。
There may be actions, but there is no heart.
因为会这样做一定表示说他这样做的同时一定得到一些好处。
A person would do this because by doing this at the same time that they may gain some benefits.
因为别人一定会认同，一定会鼓励，会觉得说很好，会夸奖。
Because others may acknowledge them or to even praise them.
但其实这个在神面前是空的。
But we know before God all these are vanity.
那所以这样的禁食祷告最后是没有功效，就是没有办法得到神的回应。
Therefore this type of fasting and prayer is ineffective and will not be hearkened by God.
久的时候信仰就会变很僵硬，然后变死气沉沉。
And after a while, your faith will become a formality.
有时候就变成说啊，好像不得不来，已经习惯了就来吧。
So many times you may even feel that I have no choice but to come.
但其实已经流失这个信仰的活力了。
But the fact is, you have already lost the life in this faith.
那神真正要禁食是什么？
But so what is the true fasting that God seeks?
翻回来以赛亚书五十八章。
Let's turn back to Isaiah chapter 58.
第六节。
Verse 6.
我所拣选的禁食不是要松开凶恶的绳，解下恶上的锁，使被欺压得自由，折断一切的恶吗？
And verse 6, is it not the fast that I have chosen to loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke?
要松开凶恶的绳，解下恶上的锁，让欺压得自由，表示说这是对人有怜悯有慈爱的。
And to loose the bonds of wickedness onto the heavy burdens and let the oppressed go free means we must have mercy and compassion on others.
就是对又有神的爱会去怜悯人 爱其他人。
And that is we have the love of God to love and have compassion on others.
对人就会温柔，
we're gentle toward men,
会谦卑，
we're humble,
然后会想要帮助，
and we want to help,
而不是要去压迫人，
and not to want to oppress them.
然后看第七节，
Let's read verse 7.
他说不是要把你的饼分给饥饿的人，将漂流的穷人接到你的家中，见赤身的给他衣无遮体，顾恤自己的骨肉而不掩藏吗？
And so not to share your bread with the hungry, and that you bring to your house the poor who are cast out. When you see the naked, that you cover him, and not hide yourself from your own flesh.
你看这里他讲的就是把饼分给饥饿人，表示说会行善去帮助人的。
So sharing your bread with the hungry means you will do good acts to help others.
把漂流的人接到自己家里来，
and that you will bring the outcast to your house.
表示是会关心那个弱势的 有需要的人。
And that is, you know how to care after the minority or those who are in need.
所以眼睛会看到别人的需要，而不是只是看到我自己的利益。
And that is, your eyes will see the needs of others and not only your own gains.
然后看到赤身的，要给他衣服遮体。
When you see the naked, you will cover him.
也就是要看顾那个患难中的人。
And that is, you will look after those who are in tribulation.
有的人在患难当中真的很辛苦，很可怜。
And some people truly suffer and are pitiful when they are in tribulation.
所以他愿意施舍。
Therefore, they're willing to give.
提供给一些他能够做到的帮助。
And to provide, what they're able to provide.
所以这些都在讲对人的爱。
So all these speaks about the love toward men.
然后他说要连续，要顾惜自己的骨肉，而不掩藏。
And here also says you must not hide yourself from your own flesh.
也就是说，会真正关心自己的家人亲属了。
And that is you truly care after your own family members.
你看，有的人是。看到自己的家属有难的时候，赶快躲起来，很怕那个亲属来找他。
And we can see when some people see that their relatives are in trouble, they will hide far away from them.
因为亲属来了，如果有难呢，就当然要帮助啊。你被找到，你不得不帮助。
Because they're afraid to be found and they have to help them.
但是如果躲起来找不到就没有了，算了。
But if you hide yourself, then you are free from all these troubles.
这个社会真的是有这样子的。
And this is we can see this in the society.
有时候在教会也会发生这种事。
And this can also be seen in the church.
所以你看，如果看到亲属有难而躲藏的人呢，不管再怎么进食祷告都没有用。
So we can see if those who hide themselves when they see their relatives or family are in tribulation, no matter how they pray, their prayers will be ineffective.
常聚会、守安息日，做了一些该做的事情，最后你看会发现说，终究他祷告不会蒙神垂听。
Even if they come to the service or do holy work for God, in the end they will realize that their prayers will not be accepted by God.
因为对神来说，如果不看顾亲属的人，是比那个没有信的还惨。
Because to God, for those who do not look after their own family are worse than the unbelievers.
我们看提摩太前书第五章。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 5.
提摩太前书第五章。
1 Timothy chapter 5.
第八节。
Verse 8.
五章八节说，人若不看顾亲属，就是背了真道，比不信的人还不好。不看顾自己家里的人更是如此。
And but if anyone does not provide for his own, especially for those of his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever.
所以真的，当我们的家人亲属有困难的时候，我们作为自己骨肉，一定要伸出援手帮助。
Therefore, when our own family members are in trouble, we as a relative must stretch out our hand.
一定要互相的帮助。
We must help one another.
让这个家庭度过难关才对。
So that this family can overcome this trouble together.
所以他说这样的禁食才是神所看顾的啦，才是神所要的。
Therefore, this kind of fast is one which is acceptable to God.
你看，所以其实神所说他要的真实的禁食跟爱神跟爱人是相关的。
Therefore, the fast which is acceptable to God is one that is related to love for God and love for man.
但是要爱，那要让我们爱神的这些动作，我们所对神所做出的这些一切啊，能够被神悦纳，前提就是我们一定要先能够关心人，爱别人。
But the requirement for our love for God or for men to be acceptable to God is that we must know how to first love men.
因为如果对人没有感动，没有会想要去帮助，那对神的这个行为基本上是打问号的。
So if we have no love for men, then our love for God is questionable.
所以主耶稣说，我们要尽心、尽性、尽力爱主我们的神。
Therefore, Lord Jesus said, we must love the Lord our God with all of our heart, soul, and might.
我们现在看马太第二十二章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 22.
马太福音二十二章。
Matthew chapter 22.
三十七节。
Verse 37.
二十二章三十七节，耶稣对他说：“你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神。”
And Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind."
三十八节，这是诫命中第一，且是最大的。
38. This is the first and the greatest commandment.
然后三十九节说，其次也相仿，就是要爱人如己。
And 39, and the second is like this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself.
40节，这两条诫命是律法和先知一切道理的总纲。
40, on these two commandments hang out the law and the prophets.
那表示说，今天神所要的真实的禁食，是要建立在我们会愿意爱人如己这个很重要的要求上。
And that is today the fasting and prayer that God requires of us must be built on the foundation of loving our neighbors as ourselves.
那我们要爱人如己，这个源头是从神来的。
And the source of being able to love our neighbor as ourselves comes from God.
当我们愿意爱神的时候，神的爱 他会像一个全然浇灌我们，那我们才有办法能力去爱别人。
When we are willing to love God, then this source and this power will come down to us like a fountain. Then we have the strength to love others.
但是当我们领受神的爱，但是我们没有去爱别人的时候，这个他那个源头就关起来了。
However, if after we have received the love of God and fail to love men, then this source will be closed.
所以我们才有一首诗歌说，要让我们成为那个别人祝福的那个 channel 哈。
Yeah, so there's a hymn that says we must become the channel of blessings.
所以让别人借着我们得福气，得神的恩典。
And so that others may be blessed through us.
所以你看，这是一切从神来的，我们要从神领受去分给别人。
So everything that we receive from God, we must learn to share with others.
那这样子，我们有需要，我们跟神祈求，神就回应，然后就让我们有感受。
So whenever we have a need, we pray to God, then God will listen to our prayers and bless us.
所以神在以赛亚书58章就让我们看出说他真正的心意在哪里。
Isaiah chapter 58, God tells us what His true heart is.
我们现在看回到以赛亚书58章。
Let's turn back to Isaiah chapter 58.
58章。
Chapter 58.
我们现在看第八节。
Let's read verse 8.
第八节说，这样你的光就必发现如早晨的光，你所得的医治要速速发明，你的公义必行在你前面行，神的荣光必做你的后盾。
Verse 8, then your light shall break forth like the morning, your healing shall spring forth speedily, and your righteousness shall go before you, the glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard.
这里就讲说，如果我们的进食是蒙神悦纳以后，一定会体验到神所应许的祝福。
Here says, after our fasting and prayer is acceptable to God, then our prayer shall be blessed by God.
他的祝福是什么？
And what is His blessing?
他说第八节说，你的光发现如早晨的光。
Here says, then your light shall break forth like the morning.
你如果看第十节一样。
And if you read verse 10, it is the same thing.
你的光就必在黑暗中发现，你的幽暗必变如正午。
And then your light shall dawn in the darkness, and your darkness shall be as the noonday.
也就是说，我们会有发光，像早晨黎明的那一道曙光啊。
And that is, we will shine like the bright light in the morning.
所以就好像，如果在黑暗中，表示说我们在这个世上有时候会遇到患难。
In the darkness means that in this world, living in this world, there are times when we will face trouble.
但是我们的日子一定会比正午，比那个日正当中的时候更明亮。
However, our days shall be brighter than that of the noonday.
也表示说我们能够得到神的保护跟拯救。
And that is, we will receive the salvation and protection from God.
神的救恩要成为我们的力量，要指引我们的方向。
And God's salvation shall become our strength and guide our ways.
所以我们如果在患难当中，也不会觉得说没有希望，我人生完蛋了。
Therefore, even in times of tribulation, we are not without hope.
我们会得到神的保护跟指引。
And we will have the guidance and protection of
God. 然后他说你第八节接下来说，你所得的医治要速速发明。
Verse 8 also says your healing shall bring forth speedily.
也就是说要能够经历神的神迹作为。
And that is we shall experience the wonders and work of God.
我们必然能够体会到说神真的是关心我们。
That will truly experience that God cares for us.
然后他说你的公义要在你前面行。
And your righteousness shall go before you.
所以神要引导我们走当走的路。
And that is God shall lead us to walk on the right path.
我们的公义是什么？
And what is our righteousness?
当我们敬拜神的时候，神成为我们的义。
When we worship God, God has become our righteousness.
所以其实神在引导我们走前面的路。
Therefore, it is God who is guiding our path.
因为神他接受我们所做的。
For God has accepted what we have done.
那我们就成为神的人。
And we have become His people.
所以我们看48章，以赛亚书48章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 48.
以赛亚书48章第17节。
Isaiah 48 verse 17.
主你的救赎主以色列的圣者如此说：我是主你的神，教训你，使你得益处。要引导你所当行的路。
17. Thus says the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord your God, who teaches you to profit, who leads you by the way you should go.
神要在我们前面走，引导我们所当走的路了。
And God shall walk ahead of us and lead us on the right path.
然后呢，他说神的荣耀、荣光要在你的后面，在你的后面成为你的后盾。
He also says the glory of God shall become our rear guard.
也就是说我们出入都能够有神的保护。
That God will protect us both in and out.
你看一个被神悦纳，如果是神所喜悦的人，一定有神的帮助了。
So we can see that a person who is pleasing to God will have the help of God.
我们看52章。
Let's turn to Isaiah 52.
52章的12节。
Chapter 52 verse 12.
十二节说，你们出来必不至急忙，也不至奔逃，因为神必在你们前头行，以色列的神必做你们的后盾。
And verse 12, for you shall not go out with haste, nor go with, go by flight, for the Lord will go before you, and that God of Israel will be your rear guard.
我们就看到说，这个如果蒙神悦纳，神祝福他的百姓，就是前面神用他的话语引导我们走当前路，后面神在后面保护，当我们的后盾，所以敌人也不会攻击，不会从后面的偷袭。
If you are acceptable to God, then we can see how God will walk before you and lead your path, and He will also walk behind you to be your rear guard, so you will be safe from all attacks.
所以出也平安，入也平安。
You'll be safe going in and going out.
不管白天晚上都有神的保护。
And whether day or night, you shall have the protection.
然后呢？最重要的是我们每天日常的祷告蒙神悦纳，蒙神垂听。
And most importantly, our daily prayers will be listened to by God.
看第九节，看回来五十八章第九节。
Chapter 58, verse 9.
那时你求告神，神必应允；你呼求，他必说：“我在这里。”
And then you shall cry, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry, and He will say, "Here I am."
所以你看，神悦纳我们所做的这个，包括进食。最重要的就是每一天的祷告，神应允说：“我在这里。”所以神都在听。
And if God finds acceptable our fasting, then we can see that our daily prayers should be listened to by God.
你看，当我们祷告都蒙神跟回应说“我在这里”的时候，我们知道我们心里面有多喜乐。
And after all our prayers are responded by God, when God says, "Here I am," how joyous our heart will be.
我们会觉得我们很幸福。
We'll feel we're greatly blessed.
因为有神与我们同在。
Because God is with us.
好，那现在看第九节。
That's verse 9.
第九节后面说。你若从你中间除掉重轭和指责人的指头，并发恶言的事。
If you take away the yoke from your midst, the pointing of the finger and speaking wickedness.
现在注意看，你若怎么样哈
？And says if you do this.
第十节说
，verse ten.
你心里若向饥饿人发怜悯，使困苦人得满足。
If you extend your soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul.
现在看第十三节。
That's verse 13.
你若在安息日调转你的脚步，在我圣日不以操作为喜乐，也称安息日为可喜乐的，称神的圣日为可尊重的，而且尊敬这日，不办自己的私事，不随自己的私意，不说自己的私话。
And verse 13, if you turn away your foot from the Sabbath, from doing your own pleasures on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy day of the Lord honorable, and shall honor him, not doing your own ways, nor finding your own pleasure, nor speaking your own words.
然后第十四节说，你就以神为乐。
And 14, then you shall find delight, you shall delight yourself in the Lord.
我们如果从经文去把它看一个它的那个段落。
And if we read the scriptures according to its divisions.
第十四节是然后。那你就能够以神为乐，这是一个结论呢。
And 14 it marks a conclusion, says that you shall find delight in the Lord.
但是第九节、第十节跟第十三节，你若怎么样，你若怎么样，最后就可以以神为乐。
And verse 9, verse 10, 13 says, if you do this and do that, then 14 says that you shall delight yourself in the Lord.
表示要以神为乐，有这个三个很重要的条件。
And that means there are three very important prerequisites to finding delight in the Lord.
这三件事情就是我们信仰的重点。
And the three things are the keys in our faith.
他这里说第九节说你要，他说你若从你中间除掉重轭指责的指头发恶言的事，就是他们在进食的时候，当时候他们所做，他们在进食的时候还在做的事。
So the first thing in chapter 9 says, if you take away the yoke from your midst, these are the things they still did in the times of their fasting and praying.
还是在欺压人，然后想要从人间得利益啊。
And they were still oppressing others and trying to find gains in this world.
他们指责的指头就是他们还是跟人家竞争争论呢、啊。
And they pointed their fingers at others means they were competing with others.
发恶言的事情，你看就是用凶恶的拳头打人呢、啊，互相增进啊。
Speaking wickedness means they were still fighting and beating one another.
这些都要除掉。如果能够除掉这些。
And if we're able to take away all of these.
然后第十节说，你若可以向饥饿人发怜悯，使困苦人得满足，就是表示说真的能够。有爱心，爱人如己，行出神的爱来。
And secondly, verse 10, if you extend your soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted, the soul means if you're truly able to show your love and compassion to others.
所以第九节是对自己的要求。
So verse 9 is a discipline, or a discipline to yourself.
第十节是对别人做出来的爱。
And verse 10 is an action you do unto others.
是真的是那个律法的总纲。
And that,
就是爱神爱人。
And that is the conclusion of the law, which is to love God and to love men.
第三个就是要守安息日，要尊安息日为圣日。
And thirdly is to honor the Sabbath.
因为在第十三节，他会把这个整段讲的，就连续讲的，他就是这样整串，就是一个就是 一个完整的东西啊。
So in this chapter, it has mentioned all these three important focuses.
所以要以神为乐，一定要守安息日。
Therefore, to delight yourself in the Lord, first you must obey the Sabbath.
所以当一个人如果把安息日当作一种重担
，So if a person had treated Sabbath as a burden,
不得不来，这个神的要求，如果不来，等一下被神处罚就糟糕了。
And I have no choice but to come. If I don't come, then I might be punished by God.
那这样子，信仰其实已经落入盲点里面了。
If you think that way, then your faith has fallen into a crisis.
所以有这种心情来守安息日的时候，就没什么效果。
When you come to the Sabbath with such an attitude, then it will be ineffective.
那这个就是我是寻求神啊，我在祈求神的那个公义判语啊。
Even though we may think to ourselves, we're still pursuing after God and longing after God's ordinance of justice.
但最后一定会感觉到说，我禁食没有功效。
But in the end, you will feel that your fasting and prayers are ineffective.
但是反过来，如果能够以神为能够做到说我会尊重安息日。
However, in return, if you are able to treat the Sabbath or honor the Sabbath,
这个是神给我一个恩典。
And treat it as a blessing from God.
是我跟神之间的一个证据。
And that is a covenant between me and God.
那这样子，我们就能够真的以神为乐。
And that we can truly delight ourselves in the Lord.
所以这是三个条件。
And these are the three prerequisites.
对我们自己来说，一定要能够让我们的生活能够活出神的形象，有爱心的形象。
And that is, this is a requirement for ourselves, and that we can truly live out the image of God.
我们是柔和谦卑，像耶稣一样的。
And that we are meek and humble like Lord Jesus.
能够勒住自己的舌头的。
That we may restrain our own tongue.
不会乱讲话，不会乱发脾气的。
We will not speak out so easily or have bad temper.
我们会去帮助别人，行善的。有爱心的
we'll do good deeds and help others.
我们会尊重安息日的
We know how to honor the Sabbath.
在这个三个条件底下
Now under these three requirements
现在神应许要给我们真正的喜乐
And now God has promised of the true delight.
神的给我们的喜乐是什么
So what is the delight God has promised us?
第一个第九节说我们祷告必蒙应允
And first is found in verse 9 that when we pray our prayer shall be listened to by God.
祷告蒙神应允当然喜乐
And when our prayers are answered by God, surely we will have joy.
第十节说
Verse 10 says,
他说你的光就要在黑暗中发现你的幽暗必变如正午
And then your light shall dawn in the darkness and your darkness shall be as the noonday.
也就是说在苦难当中有平安有喜乐
and that
有保障
That is, we have surety, we have peace and joy in times of tribulation.
我们在苦难当中有盼望
In times of trouble, we shall have hope.
当然会带来喜乐
And by that, surely we will have joy.
然后在第十一节说
Verse 11 says
神必时常引导你在干旱之地使你心满意足骨头强壮
And the Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your soul in drought and strengthen your bones
哇那表示说我们的信仰真的能够得到力量的
And that is our faith will surely regain strength
就像十二章第二节说神是我们的力量是我的诗歌我的拯救
And like in chapter 12 verse 2 says God is my salvation and God is my strength and song
所以我们的生活可以常常蒙神引导
And that our life will often be guided by God
我们信仰越走越有力
And that our faith will be one that is built upon strength
神要成为我们的力量让我们心满意足
Because God shall become our strength and satisfy our soul
即使在这个干旱之地表示在那个艰难困苦当中
And even in the land of droughts which even in times of tribulations
我们也可以心满意足骨头强壮
And our soul shall be satisfied our bone shall be strengthened
所以不会被那个患难打倒
And we will not be stricken down by the troubles
反而可以胜过患难
In the end we will overcome these troubles
然后接下去
And following it says
第十一节后半段说你必像浇灌的园子又像水流不绝的泉源
And you shall be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose water do not fail
就是我们这个整个人的生命就是像神的园子一样
And that is our life is like the garden of God
那有源源不绝的泉源
And that there is an everlasting flowing of water
那表示我们能够时刻得到神的眷顾恩典源源不绝
And that is we will always receive the constant help and providence of God
所以我们心里要涌出这个喜乐的泉源就是神圣灵给我们那个活水的江河
And out of our heart will spring the fountain of joy and strength
我们有平安有喜乐
We have peace and joy
我们看第二十七章
Let's turn to chapter 27
第二十七章
Chapter 27
第三节说
Verse 3 says
我主神是看守葡萄园的，我必时刻浇灌，昼夜看守，免得有人损害。
I the Lord keep it, I water it every moment, lest any hurt it, I keep it night and day.
当我们是成为神的园子的时候
，and we have become the garden of God，
我们就蒙神昼夜看顾，时刻浇灌。
And we are watched over by God day and night。
那这样子，我们人生 怎么可能会缺乏恩典？
And by that, how can we lack any blessings in our life?
我们怎么有什么东西是需要让我们害怕、
恐惧的？ Is there anything that shall bring us fear?
我们一定非常的喜乐。
And we shall be greatly
活得非常平安。
Joyous, and we will have peace in our life.
神要给我们的福气还不止这些。
And the blessings from God not only lies in these.
看回到五十八章十二节。
Let's turn back to chapter 58, verse 12.
那些处于你的人必修造久已荒废之处，你要建立拆毁累代的根基，你必称为。不破口的和重修路径与人居住的。
And those from among you shall build the old waste places. You shall raise up the fountains, foundations of many generations, and you shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of streets to dwell in.
这里说那些处于你的人啊，如果按照这个文字上来看，应该是你的子孙、后代子孙。
So those from among you refer to your descendants.
啊，你的子孙要修造久已荒废之处了。
Your descendants shall build the old waste places.
也就是说，神已经预告了这些虔诚在神面前蒙神悦纳的人，他的后代子孙也要跟着蒙福。
And so here God has promised that those the descendants of the blessed one or the acceptable ones shall also be blessed.
他们要被神重用，他们要修造，要复兴大卫倒塌的帐幕。
They will be greatly used by God, and they shall rebuild the fallen tents of David.
那是以后子孙后面的事情了。
And but those are the things to come for the descendants.
但是现代这一代的人呢？
What about the people in this present age?
他说你要建立拆毁历代的根基。
He says you shall raise up the foundations of my generation.
也就这个这些人要蒙神重用。
And that is the people in this generation shall also be greatly used by God.
要重建信仰的根基。
They will rebuild the foundations of faith.
然后他们要称为你要被称作补后口的。
And you shall be called the repairer of the breach.
也就是说他们在神这个整个复兴他的荣耀国度的这个工作上，他们有份。
And that is, they have a part in rebuilding or restoring the kingdom of God.
他们可以，他们是被称作重修路径，让人可以居住的人。
They may also be called the restorer of the streets to dwell in.
所以他们可以同享神国复兴带来的荣耀。
That they may partake in the glory of restoring the kingdom of God.
这样的一个，你看被神所重用的，然后又被神所喜悦的人，当然喜乐啊。
So when such a person is heavily used by God, surely they will have joy.
所以其实神当时已经预告这个。这些百姓哦，将来他们的子孙要做什么
？Therefore, here God has already foretold and prophesied what the descendants of the blessed one shall do.
神已经预告以后百姓后代子孙要重建圣殿，要回到圣城里面去重修圣城。
God has already prophesied that the generations to come shall return to rebuild the wall and rebuild the temple.
看六十一章第四节。
That's read chapter 61 verse 4.
六十一章第四节。
Chapter 61 verse 4.
他们必修造已久的荒场，建立先前凄凉之处。重修历代荒凉之城。
And they shall rebuild the old ruins. They shall raise up the former desolations, and they shall repair the ruined cities, the desolations of many generations.
他们这些子孙哈、哦、是有福的人呢、啊。
And all the descendants are the blessed.
第五节说。
Verse 5 says.
那时候外人必起来牧放你们的羊群，外邦人必做你们耕种田地的，修理葡萄园的。
And strangers shall stand and feed your flocks, and the sons of the foreigner shall be your plowmen and your vine dressers.
也就是说，现在选民哦，他们真的是得到神祝福了。
And that is the chosen people have truly been blessed by God.
有很多很多这些人来服侍他们，帮助他们。
There are many people who have come to serve them.
第六节说，你们倒要称为神的祭司，人必称你们为我们神的仆役，你们必自用列国的财物因。得到他们的荣耀之夸。
But you shall be named the priests of the Lord, that they shall call you the servants of our God. You shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory you shall boast.
第七节说
，Seven，
你们必得加倍的好处，代替所受的羞辱；分中所得的喜乐，必代替所受的凌辱。在境内。必得加倍的产业，永远之乐必归给你们。
Instead of your shame, you shall have double honor. Instead of your confusion, they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess double. Everlasting joy shall be theirs.
这就是在讲说，哎，这个福气啊、哦，真的以神为乐以后，神给他们的这些。喜乐哦，真的我没有办法算的。
Here tells us after you have found delight in the Lord, then the blessings that follow are truly beyond our.
神说永远的乐，永远之乐归给你们。
And here says everlasting joy shall be yours.
这个就是别人不能夺走的。
And these are something, these are things that no one can ever take away.
是一直到永远的。
And these are everlasting.
不会因着时间改变，也不会因着空间距离而有什么变化。
And they will not change due to time or space.
我们再看回五十八章。
Let's turn back to chapter 58.
第十四节。
Verse 14.
最后一个福气说。
And the last blessing says,
神要使你承驾地的高处，又以你主雅各的产业养育你。
And I will cause you to ride on the high hills of the earth and feed you with the heritage of Jacob your father.
他们要这些以神为乐，他真的蒙神亲自养育。
And those who found delight in the Lord shall be provided for and taken care of by God.
祖先雅各的产业就是神。
The heritage of Jacob, your father, is God.
神成为他们的产业。
For God has become their heritage.
所以神亲自养育他们。
So God himself will take care of them.
要让他们乘驾地的高处，表示得到神的保护。
Riding on the high hills of the earth means they shall have the protection of God.
能够跟神亲近。
And that they shall draw near to God.
他们的生活有保障。
That there is surety in their life.
那这个就是真的神成为我们的喜乐。
And that is when God has truly become our delight.
所以今天我们有时候要常常反省我们的信仰。
Today we need to often examine our own faith.
我们是不是真的以神为乐？
Whether or not we have truly find delight in.
我们有没有经历过神所应许的这些福气？
Have we experienced all the blessings or promises of God?
如果没有，
If not,
那我们可能要回过头去看它是三个条件。
Then we need to turn back and look at these three prerequisites.
我们有没有真的像是像圣经所说的是柔和谦卑的，像耶稣基督那种形象。
Have we truly like what Lord Jesus said to have His image of meekness and humility?
我们对人有怜悯。
And have we mercy and compassion toward men?
我们愿意帮助人吗？
And are we willing to help others?
我们是真的愿意啊，在安息日的时候调转我们脚步，真的以这个圣日为可尊重的。
Are we truly willing to turn away our footstep on the day of Sabbath and to honor this day?
称安息日为可喜乐的。
And to call the Sabbath a delight.
那如果我们这样做，
If we have done this,
我们一定能够经历我们的祷告蒙神垂听。
And then we will surely experience that our prayers will be listened to by God.
我们的整个人会发现我们在神里面真好。
And we will discover that it is good and this is wonderful to be in God.
我们最后看诗篇三十七篇。
Lastly, let's turn to Psalm chapter 37.
诗篇三十七篇。
Psalm chapter 37.
第四节。
Verse 4.
我们看第三节。
Let's read verse 3.
你当倚靠神而行善，住在地上，以他的信实为粮。
Verse 3, trust in the Lord and do good, dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness.
第四节说，要以神为乐，他就将你心里所求的赐给你。
And delight yourself also in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of your heart.
第五节说，当将你的事交托神，并倚靠他，他就必成全。
Verse 5, commit your way to the Lord, trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass.
第六节。
Verse 6,
他要使你的公义如光发出，使你的公平明如正午。
He shall bring forth your righteousness as a light, and your justice as the noonday.
这里所讲的信息跟以赛亚书五十八章的是相通的。
And this is a similar message as mentioned in Isaiah 58.
它是把它综合起来。
And that compiled the messages together.
所以我们真的要从我们的心里面哈，来倚靠神，来敬畏神，来以神为乐。
Therefore, we truly need to rely on God and find our delight in God from our heart.
那把我们的事情都交托神。
And then to trust all of our matters onto God.
那我们在神里面真的会觉得很幸福。
And by that, we will truly feel wonderful to be in God.
愿主耶稣带领我们。
And may our Lord help us.
那我们一起来以神为乐。
And so we may all find delight in the Lord together.
唱诗240首。
Sing hymn 240.